All right, talking today with Florentino Lopez, executive director of the Sorghum Checkoff. And Florentino, you've got a plate full of things going on right now. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on. You're really heavily focused with an agenda on trade right now, marketing.
Definitely. As you look at the marketing side, producers, we continue to know that producers need to look at and find avenues of selling their crop. And so that's something that's extremely important. And as a checkoff, our biggest mission is not only to try to provide areas of research, but also promotion as well as information. You know, on the marketing side, the international market has been very important to us. It can generally represent between 30 to 50% of the total crop in the U.S. So as we look at that, not only does it take a lion's share of the total sorghum within the U.S., but it also represents a lot of money that is generated from that. As was pointed out earlier, is the sorghum that was going to China could represent roughly about $1.2 billion worth of trade that is actually occurring with China that sorghum is involved in. And so as we look at that, we continue to feel that that's an important area that we need to be addressing. We have a partnership, a very close partnership with the U.S. Grains Council. They work with us heavily. We not only look at China as a marketplace, but we also look at a variety of other areas. You know, it just comes to show kind of what we believe. Here recently, we've seen some imports occurring in Spain. We've seen an import that occurred in Italy. We feel that it's important to be able to go and find out exactly what's taken place there. So the U.S. Grains Council has created some rapid response missions to really go and search and find out how can we help those marketplaces expand beyond where they are today. So we're going to continue to look at that marketplace or any other marketplace for that matter on the international side. Here on the domestic front, we continue to work heavily on a variety of different areas, whether that's looking at pet food, whether that's looking in the poultry industry as a whole, or even in the food industry. We continue to find avenues of trying to help link that producer with an end use that will provide him a little bit more money at the end. We know that yield is important, and we also know that technology is critical. So again, as we've looked into the coming year, we feel that a structure of a little bit different from our strategic plan, not only focusing on the research side or bringing new technologies to bear, but also trying to kind of expand the market side and meshing those two together are important. So we're going to continue to kind of address those areas of making sure how we can best satisfy that producer as a whole to where he not only is producing more, but also receiving more long term.
Mm-hmm. One product you're highlighting here at Commodity Classic is sorghum vodka. So you're looking at all different kinds of ways to showcase its versatility as a grain.
Absolutely. As we look at the international market, it's amazing. China, of course, produces a large volume of baijiu. Baijiu is an extremely important drink in China. A lot of sorghum goes into that product. Here also, as you point out, vodka is another area that has seen some growth. That company happens to be in Kansas producing vodka from sorghum. We also know that there's beer manufacturers that are utilizing sorghum. So there's a variety of different uses, and we want to make sure that not only are those uses being showcased, but that producers are also aware of them. So kind of as we look at it, one of the things that we've tried to do is always make sure that those are kind of front and center on the website and beyond. So we want to make sure that producers are aware of them, and then also going back to those companies and trying to learn more about why are they utilizing it, and how can we help expand those marketplaces as a whole?
Yeah. Last question for you, just looking long-term, what's your strategy going to be as we get past, hopefully, these trade disputes that we've got going on right now and hopefully get past some of all of that and settle down a little bit? What is the long-term strategy from the 10,000-foot view?
We, again, continue to feel like marketplaces are important. So we want to continue to address not only looking at marketplaces, but trying to fit sorghum into certain areas. So as we look at it is, how does sorghum fit uniquely into an area where an attribute could be addressed? You know, if we look at specific attributes, whether that's the ancient grain look or looking at it from a non-GMO status or even looking at it from a high fiber status, how do we utilize utilize or best capture those attributes and bring them into the public view. So we feel that we really want to address beyond just looking at it as a true commodity, trying to address items that could really add value to it overall. Of course, we see a lot of technology, and working with some of the companies that we've been working with, we hope to see new technologies come forward for sorghum farmers. That's something that is extremely important, but we also know that those are time-consuming. And since the checkoff was only started 10 years ago, it's one of those things that we feel like the pipeline has started to be addressed, and we feel new technologies are going to be moving, and we want to make sure that the producer, not only the producer, but also the checkoff, has a hand in that and bringing those technologies to bear to where sorghum producers can be more profitable long-term.